A thrilling one, a rematch of the regular season where the North County Raiders knocked off the Windsor Owls by a final score of 5-1. But things are a little bit different for Windsor. They are finally fully healthy, and they will pack an impressive squad going into this evening's matchup against the North County Raiders, who are impressive in their own way. Six guys with double-digit goals scored this year. Should be a fantastic soccer match this evening. Very, very chilly outside, but very little wind to go with it. So it should be a great atmosphere for all. All right, they are continuing to warm up as kickoff is set for 6 o'clock this evening. We'll step aside. When we come back in 30 seconds, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Windsor Owls in his very first year running the Windsor program. It is Chris Krueger, and then he'll be followed by Rob O'Keefe, head coach of the North County Raiders. That's all ahead on our pregame show on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF.
October is National Bullying Prevention Month, a time to take action against bullying. Join PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center and show kids you care. Get involved at pacer.org/bullying. The end of bullying begins with you. Get informed on how you can talk to your child about how they can take a stand against bullies. This message is brought to you by the Fredericktown R1 Public School District in Fredericktown, Big Dick's Barbecue in Farmington, and the good folks at Dairy Queen in Potosi.
Welcome back into our coverage of the Class 3 State Sectionals. Windsor on the road in Bonterre taking on the North County Raiders. It is soccer. It is on regional radio. And I'm joined by Chris Krueger, the head coach of the Windsor Owls. Coach, the record 11-12-1 might be a little misleading. At the beginning of the year, you faced a bunch of tough opponents, as you had mentioned to Will yesterday, opponents that were ranked in state in their respective classes. But back half of the schedule, you really started to play excellent defense, winning a lot of games. Kind of take us through the difference between the beginning of the year and the end of the year and why you were getting better results?
Well, the beginning of the year, not only was it our schedule a lot harder, but we were beat up. We had a couple injuries. We had guys having to fill in voids. We had guys that weren't eligible because they didn't have enough practices, stuff like that. So we were just kind of putting together a squad the best we could, and we were playing a hard schedule. And even the boys that were playing, they were competing. And like I told Will, the biggest thing is that we were competing in every game. But throughout the year, I think we've had 3 losses of 5-0, but everything else we've been in. So they've been a real strong group to compete with. They don't quit till that final horn, and that's all we ask out of them every game.
North County is a team that throws different players at you. They got 6 different goal scorers with 10 or more goals. How do you approach slowing them down?
You just got to play the space the right way. You got to understand where a guy is, where he's going to be. You can't focus so much on who the guy is as you do about where he might run to or where he's going to go with the ball. And that's been a big thing that we've kind of put together here the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've started to really mesh because we are playing a new system this year than they were used to last year, and it takes time for them to adjust to that. And they started to realize that they can't always just play that man. They need to go ahead and play that space too.
Tactically speaking, what formation are you going with tonight, and what's the reason behind that?
We go with a 3-5-2. We do that because we want to control the middle of the field. So we put that extra midfielder, center midfielder in there. And defensively, you know, most teams play with 2 forwards. So that's a lot easier with 3 defenders to match up at times, and you've got that help, that supporting help to transition from your defense to your offense. So.
All right, Coach, how are you feeling about the team heading into this game? A shutout of Hillsborough in the district championship. Are you continuing to learn things about this team as you move forward into the state sectional?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not learning, then I don't think you're doing a good job as a coach, because you and your players have always got to adapt every game. You've got different opponents that play different styles of soccer. So you got to try and put your kids in the best position for them to succeed. Just in general, they're figuring it out themselves. So it's not just the coaching staff or the players. The players start to see things. And when you know something's going well is when you can hear the boys on the bench talking about stuff that's going on the field, and you can just look at them and say, you're right. That's correct. You know, so it's been fun. It's been a progress, but the boys are learning, and that's what we're enjoying about it.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Chris Krueger, head coach of the Windsor Owls, getting ready for their matchup against North County in the state sectional round for Class 3 on Regional Radio.
Attention shoe lovers. Rock Bottom Shoes in Farmington has brand name shoes at rock bottom prices, 50 to 80% off.
Hi, I'm Regina Hastings, owner of Rock Bottom Shoes. If you would like today's hottest styles and latest looks, but you don't want to pay full price, then you need to shop at Rock Bottom Shoes. Women, men, and children's athletic, casual, work boots, and dress shoes, all marked down to the lowest possible price.
Remember to shop Rock Bottom Shoes and More, located in the Hastings Building, 408 East Karsh Boulevard, Farmington.
Independent living at the Farmington Presbyterian Manor offers a wide range of on-site amenities. Living maintenance-free will give you the time you need to stay active in the Farmington community. And now is the perfect time to take advantage of their move-in offer. Now until October 31st, Farmington Presbyterian Manor is offering $500 off second month rent. Call them today at 573-747-4455 to schedule a tour and have lunch with them at their active community.
Welcome back into our coverage of the state sectional round for Class 3 on AM 800 KRI and AM 1400 KJFF. I'm joined by Rob O'Keefe, second year head coach for the North County Raiders boys soccer team. Coach, all right, so you shut out a pretty good offense in Farmington in the district championship last week, and now you're going up against a team that that has maybe one good goal scorer, kind of like Farmington. You know, they kind of rally around that one guy. But who are some other guys other than Connor Portlock that you see that may be a threat for you today?
You know, I don't exactly remember numbers. I just remember kind of the way they played. And they were a very well-disciplined team. Credit to their coach for that. They got behind the ball early on, and we were frustrated. It was kind of like they had 11 people in their defensive third, and we didn't know exactly how to handle that. And then they did a good job of, once they stole the ball, they broke out really quickly for a counter to try to catch us off guard. That's actually how they got the foul that led to their free kick goal. So that's going to be something that we definitely need to watch out for, and not getting caught too far up when they pack it in a little bit and drop everyone behind the ball, because they defended in groups and they swarmed. And a couple times it almost caught us off guard. One time they had a breakaway that almost scored, and then we fouled them at the top of our 18 on another one that could have been a one-on-one with Drew. So we need to make sure we cover those long runs on the counter.
What about this team is a little bit different from Farmington? What do they do maybe a little bit better or maybe a little bit worse than Farmington?
Farmington rallies around a couple people, and they're great people. Jackson Trum and Sansagro are both phenomenal soccer players, and I got to deal with Sansagro again next year, and 58 goals, I think, something like that, something crazy. But Windsor played more as everyone runs the ball no matter what, and everyone drops back. We're a few times, I think, Farmington, while being the more skilled team, they have a lot of guys that might hang out up top a little bit, be ready for that ball to go to them. They can attack really quickly, which works for Farmington because they have a really good defense and they have a really good team that can win the ball back and find those people up top. Windsor is more along the lines of, we all work together and we swarm, and that's going to be something we have to move the ball a lot quicker, because they might have three or four guys crashing on our midfield, and they're in for a battle. They try to make it a little bit sloppy on our end. They try to make sure we can't get our passes down, our touches are bad, so that's a challenge we'll have to deal with.
It seemed like in that game against Farmington, really, it was the ball never really settled down. Do you look to more to have more of a slower pace going in this game, or do you like that hectic up and down pace?
I look to improve possession a little bit. We're trying a new formation that kind of muddies it up in the middle of the field and in our defensive end, so it's not as pretty as our typical formation, and we did that because we kind of had to take Sansgrove out of the game. He's a special player, as I've said, and to make sure he was out of it, we had to change how we played. But going back to either our base 4-4-2 or our 4-3-3, I think the midfield will have a little bit more room, and we like to keep possession of the ball. We like to play a prettier brand of soccer than we did. The ball is in the air a lot. There's a lot of kicking. That's something we want to get out of our systems and make sure that we play a pretty yet well-disciplined game at the same time.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get to the players, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Rob O'Keefe, head coach of the North County Raiders, as they prep for their Class 3 state sectional game against the Windsor Owls this evening on AM 800 KRI and AM 1400 KJF. Early start to this one, North County and Windsor. As North County in possession, moving from west to east, right to left this evening. Good crowd on hand. I would say close to 150, 200 people here supporting both sides of both teams this evening. We'll go ahead and get to the starters. As you know, in soccer, 11-11. So for the Windsor Owls at 11-12-1, starting on the back three, Jake Mahone, Carter Schmutzler, and also Nick Renaud. As the ball is played out of bounds, it'll be a Windsor throw-in. Also for the Owls at midfield, Anton Sokolic, as well as Esteban Borja Pena. Also in the midfield is Connor Portlock and Tanner Berry, as well as Cole Stelling. The top two forwards in this 3-5-2 formation for the Owls is Cody Wilson and Dylan Sullivan. In goal for Windsor is Jared Tanner. 40-minute halves in soccer in high school. 38-25 left in this one, still scoreless. North County in possession. Ball along the far sideline. We are situated on the home side of the field. And that ball sent out of bounds. It will be a Windsor throw-in, and on their throw-in, they head that one out of bounds. So now North County, still on that far side of the field with the toss-in. Windsor gets possession and loses it just as soon as they got it. And now stealing it back is Esteban Borja Pena. And the ball is sent up the far left sideline, and that one will trickle out of bounds behind the net for a goal kick. Starters for North County. Officially a 4-4-2. On the back line, Nate Rinker, Gage Harris, Rigel Stillman, and Noah Umfleet. As the goal kick is sent to midfield, North County on the attack in the final third. David Benalis. And Benalis watches this one off the right foot of the Owls. And we might have ourselves our first corner kick. And we do. So North County with a corner kick. Kicking from the near side corner. Waiting to see who is taking that kick. Arm is raised. The cross is in. And North County gets a boot to it. And Windsor will clear it. Two back there for North County as they get closer to their own goal. The goal taker, by the way, was Benalis. The corner kick taker was Benalis. Windsor in possession. They play on the football field here at Raider Stadium, so the ball right now is about the 35-yard line where Windsor retains possession of it. On the spin off the defender, Owl goes down, and a foul is called. Nice footwork by Dylan Sullivan. One of the two forwards for the Owls this evening draws the foul. Also on the starting lineup for North County at midfield, Lucas Spray, Dawson Harper, David Benalis, and Keaton Young. The forwards are Nick Parker and Grant Strouser. So Windsor will have a free kick. Everyone forward but two. Taking the free kick is Jake Mahone. He's got five men on the front line. Let's see where he goes to. He'll go towards the middle, just inside the 18-yard box. And North County comes away with possession as that ball was batted up into the air with the defender's head. North County on the quick counter, losing possession is Benalis. And a misplay by the Owls, but they are able to get it back as falling backwards without the ball is Connor Portlock for Windsor. He lost possession of it. North County got it, and then it was quickly stripped. And now it's Windsor ball. Toss in from the far side of the field near the 50-yard line. Overcast skies here in Bonterra. Ball goes out of bounds. It's a North County throw-in. Long toss in by number 14, Noah Umfleet. Umfleet on the back line this evening for the North County Raiders. On that throw-in, Windsor heads it out of bounds, and North County will have another throw-in, this time on the Windsor side of the field. You got the yellow NC logo indicating North County at midfield as that toss-in goes about 10 yards and headed out of bounds again by the Owls. Scoreless here in the first half, 34-34 and trickling down in this first half. Winner to move on to face the winner of Webster Grove and Washington. That game we'll keep an eye on this evening That one starting right at 6 o'clock as well. So a third toss-in from the far sideline for the Raiders. And for the third time, it's headed out of bounds by the Owls. Benalis will launch it in. It's headed back towards goal by a Windsor defender and then cleared off the line by Cole Stelling. Ball bouncing around in between the 10 and the 20. Windsor finally gets it upfield. Rinker keeps the ball in play, and then tripped up is Keaton Young. Windsor on the counter, 2-on-1. And losing possession is Cody Wilson. After it was deflected, it was taken back by Portlock. Portlock spins it around. And then the Owls lose it. Portlock spun around, found a midfielder. Midfielder lost it. Here's a through ball. First touch, Benalis. It goes long, and the flag is up on the far side of the field. An offside has been called on David Benalis. Benalis, just a junior for the Raiders. Only two juniors on this squad. So Coach O'Keefe in his second year will be his third year next year. Has a strong forward and midfielder. And he'll be the only returning starter, as a matter of fact. So the free kick taken from the offside around the 40-yard line for the Owls. And as the ball is kicked upfield, it comes off the hands of one of the Windsor Owls. I believe that was Dylan Sullivan. And so North County gets their free kick on their half. North County moving from right to left in this first half. We're situated on the near side of the field. The ball still on the far side. North County gets the ball towards midfield, just outside the 20. And Windsor's able to clear the line. Watching the ball bounce down to his feet is Sullivan. He looks for a teammate. It's stripped by the Raiders. Ball up in the air, couple of heads to it. And now finally settling it down is Anton Sokolik. But he settles it down right into the feet of the Raiders. Here's Keaton Young with the ball 15 feet up in the air, brought down by Benalis. Benalis tries a through ball to the far side, and that will go out of bounds behind goal for a goal kick. The goalie for the North County Raiders, Drew Forney, this evening, able to shut out the Farmington Knights in the Class 3 District 1 championship match. Big-time defenseman for Windsor, Jake Mahone. Looks to be about 5'9", 5'10", but very stocky, maybe close to 190 pounds or so. He takes a free kick, sends it to the middle of the field, and Windsor, after the ball bounced around a couple times, gets possession. They'll try ball over the D-line, and no can do, but North County heads it right back to Windsor. On the far side of the field, left sideline, and watching it off the right boot of North County is number 23, Dylan Sullivan. So Owls keeping possession. They'll throw it from about the 10-yard line, chested down by Esteban Borja Pena, and the ball was taken away by him, and he looked like he may have gotten kicked in the chest a little bit, but he runs upfield, grabbing the back of his head. He looks to be fine, as with the ball now is 44 North County. He'll launch this one up into the air, end over end. And that will land at the feet of the Raiders. Here they go, 2-on-2 near midfield. They'll send it out to wide right. Bring it back in. Benalis, his shot off the right foot is deflected. He gets his own deflection and puts it to the right foot of Keaton Young. And Young is way off to the right. Send it about 20 feet wide right of the goalpost. And it will be a Windsor goal kick. So a good first effort from Benalis, but defender got in the way. He kept the ball alive, and then a bad shot shanked off the right foot of Keaton Young. So Jared Tanner, goalkeeper for the Owls, with the free kick, sends it upfield, and North County's Nate Rinker settles it down and then loses it. Rinker tried to pass to his midfielder, Nick Parker, and Parker lost possession. And on the Windsor attack towards the North County field, or goal, towards the North County goal, there's a foul committed by the Raiders. Jake Mahone, again, will settle down the ball and kicks it from the near sideline, sends it from left to right, headed back towards goal, or headed towards the goal with the back of the head, Connor Portlock. And Drew Forney will clean it up. Takes a couple of bounces. Puts the right foot to it. And that one landing right about midfield, just inside the center circle. Keaton Young will try a long ball on the right side, and it's knocked down by the Owls. Windsor looking to play some possession ball. Dylan Sullivan, or bigger part, in Cole Stelling. Try to pass along the right sideline, and it's stolen by North County. Here's Parker, midfield. Parker bouncing off of the Owls and able to maintain possession for the Raiders. They've got one forward and one defender back, and Mahone will clear the line as he sends it to the far sideline and out of bounds. And number seven, Joel Strouser, will retrieve it. Long toss coming in for Benalis. Overhead toss, headed down, one hop into the goalkeeper's hands. That'll count as a shot on goal for Joel Strouser. Didn't get much behind it. And so, very easy save for Tanner. Windsor in possession. Defensive third. Ball on the ground. And that pass nearly stolen by North County. Windsor turns it over near sideline. Kicking it up with the right foot. Dawson Harper finds the feet of Benalis and, or excuse me, Joel Strouser. And Strouser lost possession. Ball sent upfield near midfield. And keeping it in the Windsor half is Rigel Stillman, one of the team captains. North County has it on the Windsor third. 2-on-3. Trying to settle it down and trying to get across in was Joel Strouser. It takes a deflection out of bounds. And this will be the second corner kick of the game for North County. And the first corner kick taken by Joel Strouser. Benalis has the other one. Strouser with the left foot will send it in. Bunch of guys packed 15 yards out. Crossing in near goalpost. And Tanner reels it in. One arm toss upfield to about the 35. Windsor trying to settle it down. They kick it out of bounds. And it should be a throw in for the Raiders. And it will be. 26-53. Remaining in this first half, North County and Windsor tied up at 0-0. On the year for the Raiders, they have combined to score 106 goals in just 24 games, and they've given up only 20. That's an average of 4.4 goals scored per game and giving up less than one goal a game. This North County team is very, very tough. After the throw-in by the Raiders, Windsor in possession. And a lob pass with the right foot goes forward. Nearside official's flag is raised. It takes the on-field fit official about a good 5 seconds to realize the flag was up. He blows a whistle, and a free kick will be taken by the Raiders from about the 30-yard line. Pretty chilly night tonight in Bonterre. Rinker near sideline from right to left. Raiders gets it back from Parker. And Parker gets it back from Rinker as they play a little 1-2. And Windsor loses possession. Keaton Young applying the pressure on Cole Stelling. And North County earns a throw-in. They'll try a toss from Young into a double team. And Nick Parker tripped up. No foul called. Fair takeaway by the Owls. Defenseman tries to send it upfield for Dylan Sullivan. Sullivan on the chase, and the North County defense sends it back to their goalkeeper, Forney. Forney comes near sideline to Rinker, settles it down with the left foot, gets it to Parker. Parker loses possession. Coming up from behind was Cody Wilson to take it away, and then Wilson turns it over. North County with the ball near midfield in the center circle on the C logo here at Raider Stadium. Chested down on the pass up ahead to the right. Chested down by the Raiders, and ball goes forward. Goalie comes out. Tanner knocks it away to the near sideline, and a left-foot shot by Joel Strouser hits the side netting. And so the first real chance for the North County Raiders to put the first goal on the board goes by the wayside. Second shot on goal for Strouser, although he didn't force Tanner to make a save, so that will go down as a shot, but not a shot on goal. So Windsor takes a free kick quickly, under 25 minutes to play in this first half. Ball on the far sideline. North County in possession. They turn it over as they try to keep it on the midfield. 4-4-2 formation for the Raiders coming into tonight. Windsor a 3-5-2. So that's nine guys in the midfield. It's very congested there. And so you never know. That usually means the back line is going to be responsible for starting the counterattacks. But Windsor using their midfield to their advantage is in the final third as North County knocks it out of bounds around the 20-yard line. They are playing on the football field here at Raider Stadium. And a lazy toss in by the Owls, and North County comes away with it. A two-on-two, Benalis gets forward. So does Joel Strouser. Strouser had the ball come up under his feet, finally able to get it out from underneath him, sent it back to Rinker. Rinker sends it forward to Young. Young misplayed it, but North County still maintains possession. A sliding tackle by Nick Renaud gets possession for the Owls. Stelling sends it upfield. Can't get it out of his own half. Rinker keeps it in. Finds Harper. Harper triple teamed. Back over to Rinker on the near sideline. Rinker to Stillman, and Stillman with the right foot back to the goalkeeper, Forney, as North County tries to settle it down. A little 1-2-3 there between Strouser, Young, and Benalis. Windsor defender with his back to Strouser. Right foot boots it to his goalkeeper, Tanner. Tanner sends it upfield on the far sideline. And North County gets possession, moving from right to left. About the 35, left foot pass by Rinker to Harper. Harper turns around, sends it back to the defense. Stillman sends it to the right. Umfleet, about 5'7", still has possession. And North County will play it along the back four. Sending it forward is Gage Harris. And Harris sends it to a midfielder who sends it down the far right sideline and unable to keep it in bounds is Nick Parker. 22 minutes even on the first half clock. 0-0 Windsor and North County. Coming onto the field as a sub is Dylan Sullivan. He got a quick little breather. Want to thank North County R1 School District in Bonterre, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City, as well as Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Festus, Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling in Farmington, and State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington. We thank them for keeping us on air this evening. North County in possession on the Windsor half. Owls steal it, and then Stelling loses it. Raiders have it near sideline. Stillman tried to send it forward, looking for Strouser, and that one goes out of bounds. It will be a Windsor toss-in. Nick Parker, a senior forward, tries to get possession for the Raiders, puts it onto his own half, and trying to push the ball forward was Esteban Borja Pena, and it came off the right shoulder of Stillman. So North County in possession. Parker to Benalis, right foot boot stays low, and to his knees, Tanner stops it from about 25 yards out. Easy save for Jared Tanner. Nice little pass from Strouser to Benalis, but Benalis a little ambitious with that shot. After the free kick by the goalkeeper, Tanner, North County in possession. They quickly find it, or they quickly put it into the Owls' half. And sending it out of bounds is Cody Wilson, one of three defenders back there for Windsor. On the throw-in from Rinker to Parker. Parker can't control it, knees it out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch, actually, by the Windsor Owls. So it took a deflection, went out of bounds, and we'll have our third corner kick for the Raiders as Benalis to line it up on the near side corner. Kicking it from the near side to his right. Sends it in. Headed out by the Owls. On the chase, North County. They've only got one defender back there. He sends it forward. And if it wasn't for him, Windsor might have been on the 2-on-nothing break. Gage Harris stepping up to send it out of bounds. It will be a free kick for the Windsor Owls. So David Benalis on his second corner kick cannot find a goal score. And with 19 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this first half, 0-0 North County and Windsor. Free kick taken by Tanner. Headed down by North County's Keaton Young. Raiders try to maintain possession. Owls with it right at the 50-yard line. Left foot pass, Esteban Borja Pena sends it forward. And Dylan Sullivan will keep possession for the Owls. Goes to the far sideline where it's knocked out of bounds by North County. A couple of quick passes there for the Owls as Jake Mahone subs back into the ballgame. Unlimited substitutions in high school soccer, at least at this level. There's some club leagues. After talking to Coach O'Keefe, there are some club leagues that will limit the amount of substitutions. But that is not the case in high school. So Mahone on for a second time, subbed out only once. North County in possession, center circle. Dawson Harper, headband and all. Right foot boots into the near sideline, and Keaton Young tried to track it down and knocked it out of bounds. Throw in Windsor on the near sideline, moving from left to right. Stelling finds Portlock, who finds Sullivan, who finds Wilson on the near sideline. Wilson to Stelling. Stelling watches that one go out of bounds, and it's going to be off North County. 17 minutes, 40 seconds left in this first half. 0-0 North County and Windsor. And earning a free kick are the Owls. They will settle things down as Jake Mahone will stand over the ball. Actually about 5 or 6 yards back now of the ball near midfield on the near sideline. Good strong right foot headed down by Gage Harris, who is lined up on the near side on the back four for North County. He'll get it to the left boot of Rinker. Rinker, his pass upfield along the sideline is deflected. Windsor now in possession. And tiptoeing the line was Anton Sokolik, a little bit slow on the turn, and he winds up kicking it out of bounds. He let it roll right out of bounds, and it will be a toss-in for the Raiders. Dawson Harper coming off the field for a breather. And coming into the contest for him is Grant Strausser. Strausser scored a goal in the second half against Farmington last Thursday. Coach O'Keefe looking for some more offense period. No one has scored yet. Here's a through ball near sideline brought down by Strausser. Strausser keeping it on the right foot, keeps it left side. Left foot crossing, bounces in front of goal, cleared by the Owls. North County maintains possession and bringing it in, Umfleet. Umfleet keeps the ball on the far side of the field. Gets it to Strausser. Strausser loses it. Sent upfield by the Owls. And Rinker comes forward about the 35 to bring it down. Gets it to Young. Triangle passing. Young to Rinker to Strausser. Back to Stillman. Stillman tried to lob ball on the right side, and it was knocked out of bounds by Windsor. North County moving from right to left. Under 16 to play in this first half, 0-0 ball game. Want to thank Heart and Soul Hospice in Farmington, AAA Check Advance in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, My Real Estate in Farmington, and Butler Supply in Farmington for sponsoring tonight's contest. North County, near the center circle, sent it back to their goalkeeper, Forney. Forney has plenty of space. Only one Owl within about 20 yards of him, so he sends it upfield. Takes a hop in front of Young's right boot. And Windsor comes away with possession. Keeping it forward is Sokolik. Sokolik to number 7 for the Owls. Grant Siegel. Siegel turns it over. North County tried a quick pass upfield. Kept it on the ground. Windsor intercepted it. And then Windsor tries a kick to the near sideline and unable to keep it in bounds is Cole Stelling. Again, these teams playing on the Raider football field, so we'll use those yard lines as markers for you. Ball at the 50. Now back on the North County 40. From near side to far side, it's Stillman to Umfleet. Umfleet lobs it forward, chested down by Strouser. Finds the right foot of Keaton Young. Keaton Young lost possession of it quickly, or kept it to his left, and then was able to kick with his left foot and maintain possession for the Owls. Windsor defenseman botches a clearance, and a shot is deflected to the side by Tanner. Good shot. Strong shot. Tough shot by David Benalis. Second shot on goal for Benalis. Ball finds its way to the near sideline. Moving from right to left, Raiders losing possession with Parker. A Windsor Owl who tried to get it back for his squad had to jump over the tackle of Parker. Parker made no contact, so no foul. North County now in possession. Sent in from the right sideline to the middle part of the field, just inside the 18-yard box. Benalis whiffed on it. The ball finds the feet of Strouser, and Strouser kicks it forward to the goalkeeper, Tanner. Windsor and Tanner, the goalkeeper, kicks it from left to right. Lands right at midfield, booted forward by the Raiders. Bringing it down for Windsor is Portlock with the right foot far side. Windsor moving from left to right. They'll keep it on that left sideline. A little triangle 1-2, and it's sent too far upfield. Windsor on the chase, North County in possession. Now the Raiders have it near midfield on that far right sideline. Left foot boot by Harris. Tried to find Benalis, who was weaving in and about with three Windsor Owls. And that's Grant Strouser that was weaving in and out. And Strouser unable to keep possession for North County. Cleared off by the Owls. Bringing it down, Stillman. Stillman to the right sideline. Bounced off the right foot of Harris. Keaton Young couldn't reel it in. Windsor almost has the attack. Now Windsor does have the attack. A late tackle comes in. Getting the foot to the ball was Stillman. Good no call from the official. And now ball right in the center circle, right over the North County logo. Owls will kick it forward with it. Number 15, Cody Wilson taking on the North County defender one-on-one. Harris wins that battle. Gets possession, gets it to Strouser. Strouser to Keaton Young on the near sideline. Young bounces one off the chest of the Owls defenseman back there, Carter Schmutzler. And Windsor will get possession of it. Ball on the North County logo at midfield. Bouncing between defenders, Portlock. Portlock loses possession, nudges. He nudged Nick Parker in the back and drew the foul, did Parker. Under 12 to play in this first half. North County, Windsor locked in a 0-0 battle. Free kick quickly taken by the Raiders, and Rinker can't control it on the near sideline. Substitution, Dawson Harper will run onto the pitch. And he's going to replace David Benalis. So Benalis, his first half might be complete, as Coach O'Keefe loves putting him forward. He might need him for a full 40 in the second half. 11:20 to play in this first half. So Benalis gets a breather. Harper will probably play the rest of the way. Toss in for Windsor. They lose possession quickly, and so does North County. Sokolik turns on Grant Strouser. Nice dribbling and weaving there by Sokolik, but Windsor can't maintain possession. North County has it in the final third from near side to far side, moving right to left, Raiders. Umfleet to Strouser. Strouser loses it as he tried to find Parker, wearing the captain's armband on the right arm. And North County sends it out of bounds. Windsor had moved up the field, and North County got possession, but only for a split second. Now on the toss, and Windsor loses possession. North County with it. Ball on that far sideline from left to right. It rolls to about the 20-yard line before being kicked by Harris. Harris, his pass along the sideline was deflected forward, and Harris forced to kick it out of bounds. Not a pretty play there from Harris. Good pressure applied by the Owls on the throw-in towards the 18-yard box. North County clears their line back towards midfield. Jake Mahone, defenseman, tries to find a teammate about the 35-yard line. Dawson Harper with the steal. Harper's pass attempt forward deflects off of a Windsor midfielder, Sokolik. And Harper then sends it long all the way to Tanner. Tanner coming all the way from his position in front of goal to the near side and kept the ball just inside the 18-yard box. If he would have touched it outside of that box, it would have been a yellow card for sure and a free kick from that spot. But good coverage by Tanner. Gets possession for the Owls. They have it far sideline, moving left to right. Sokolic lets the ball roll before finally settling it down with the right foot. And I take that back. That's not Sokolic. That is Cody Wilson. Wilson tried to send a ball back to the middle part of the field, about the 35-yard line, but North County came away with it. And now pressure applied by the Raiders on the back three of Windsor. Ball sent upfield by Windsor. Raiders get possession. Going back towards goal and then turning away and heading towards North County's end of the field. Nice move by Borja Pena, who fooled the midfielder for the Raiders, but Pena lost possession. North County has it in the final third. Strouser's pass to Parker, taken away by the Owls. Left foot boot by Windsor. Borja Pena sent it forward, and North County steals it. Along that far right sideline, moving right to left, a pass from Umfleet deflects off the head of an Owl. And it will be Windsor possession. Sokolic gives it right back to Umfleet. Umfleet with a 1-2 to Parker. Parker's 1-2 deflected. Parker maintains possession, gets it midfield. Keaton Young setting up for a shot. Dribbles past the defender to his left foot. Puts a shot on goal, and it's blockered away to the near sideline and cleared by Cole Stelling. That's the first shot on goal for Keaton Young. And after the save by Tanner, it goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and North County earns a throw. David Benalis will pick up the ball, will launch it in from about 10 yards away from the corner flag. Good lob ball in, almost found Nick Parker, and it's knocked out of bounds off the upper thigh of it, Jake Mahone. And it will be the fourth corner kick for the North County Raiders. Umfleet to take the corner. Or beg your pardon, Grant Strouser. And it's knocked away by the Owls back behind goal for another corner kick. Strouser, again with the right foot, places the ball at the top portion of the arc, sends in a long pass. It's headed down right in front of goal and across goal. And a good chance there for the Raiders, but it will remain 0-0 as Strouser got ahead to it. So from Grant Strouser to his older brother Joel Strouser, and Strouser, the senior, cannot convert. 6:18 to play in this first half. Windsor, North County, seeking an opportunity to go to the state quarterfinals in Class 3. Windsor has the ball bouncing around the back line, about the 20-yard line. Owls being pressured by the North County front two. And Windsor forced to lose possession as they send it long upfield. And now the ball settles down near midfield. North County has it. Far right sideline, moving from right to left, stopping it from going out of bounds was Umfleet. Umfleet then found an Owl who sent it way upfield about 50 yards and rolls right into the midst of Drew Forney. 5:38 to play in this first half. 0-0 Windsor North County. Want to thank Innovative Warehousing and Distribution, Inc., Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Soap Lady in Bonterra, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Raiders in possession. A 1-2. Left foot shot, off balance shot from Benalis. Sends it above the crossbar, nowhere close, and it will be a Windsor free kick. No yellow cards, no goals. A few subs here and there for both sides. Tanner, the goalkeeper, just in front of his goal, sends a long one about 40 yards and nudged in the lower back was Keaton Young, earns a free kick. Raiders kicking from right to left on the Windsor side of the field about the 35-yard line. Raising up the left hand, is Parker. Sends it forward. Ball bouncing in the box. Harper tries his luck with a right foot shot. May have taken a deflection off an Owl's hip. Comes near sideline. Windsor, their back line, applying pressure on Grant Strausser. Strausser maintains possession for the Raiders. Found Rinker. Rinker lost it. Windsor moving from left to right now with it. Cody Wilson had his back turned to the midfielder, lost possession. Ball bouncing around, still on the near sideline. Young, his pass between the legs, deflects back into his right foot. He tries to go towards midfield, and he lost possession for a brief moment. I think we got a foul called, maybe a tug of the jersey by the Owls. So under four to play in this first half, 0-0 game between Windsor and North County from Bonterre. Matt Greenwood on the call with you on AM 800, KREI, Farmington, and Bonterre, and also on AM 1400 KJEF in Festus and Crystal City. Three-man wall for the Owls. Adjusting the long socks is Keaton Young. He'll kick it with the right foot. To his left along the near sideline is Rinker. Young toe taps, kicks it forward off the head of an Owl. And North County will keep possession. Strausser tried two crosses into the front of the goal, and both times it was deflected. Second deflection by Borja Pena went out of bounds. Tossin, North County, and Young with an ambitious shot from about 28 yards out. Sails wide right of the goalpost, and it will stay 0-0. Like the effort, but not a lot of guys are going to score from outside of 10, 15 yards at this point. Coming off the field for Windsor is number 9, Cameron Gay, the junior midfielder. Tanner only got the ball about 35 yards upfield for the Owls, but North County unable to bring it in. And then a pass to the near sideline. Rinker comes up on the play, was not able to get to the ball in time, but Windsor tried to push forward. They couldn't connect between backline and midfield. And slow to get up is Cole Stelling. He took a knock from the back. Maybe off the back heel, not really sure. But he gets up, talking to the official. A throw in for Rinker along the near sideline as they toss it in from right to left. It goes right off the knee of Strausser, the younger Grant Strausser. And Windsor earns a throw in from left to right along the sideline. Long toss in from Nick Renaud. And a Windsor in possession. A nice turn by Wilson along the near sideline. He'll take on Rinker. Rinker wins the battle, cleared it forward to Portlock, and Portlock tried to pass to the midfield. Couldn't quite connect to Cole Stelling, who was about 18 yards out. And Forney will reel it in for the Raiders. A minute 35 to play in this first half. We have yet to see a ball cross the goal line. About eight Windsor Owls are able to surround North County, earn possession, then lose it. Up the far right sideline, Young to Strausser. Left foot shot, deflected to the right boot of number 17 for North County, Grant Strausser. And Strausser sent it over the crossbar, but not before taking a deflection. Grabbing the ball and going to the far corner is Joel Strausser. His second time taking a corner kick. Windsor has yet to earn a corner. North County has five. About 10, 15 feet up in the air on the cross, on the far corner kick from Strausser. Ball knocked up in the air off of the head of a Raider and into the arms of Jared Tanner. Tanner does not put the ball on the turf. Instead, kicks it high and far. And North County knocks it out of bounds back on the Windsor side of the field. And the Owls get a long throw in along the far sideline, moving from left to right. Portlock battling two Raider defenders, able to earn possession for the Owls. It bounces in front of the foot of Cody Wilson. Wilson's pass attempt to the near side is knocked away. North County with 7 seconds to go. Got to hurry up. Left foot pass from Strausser to Grant Strausser, who finds Young with half a second to go. His shot is off to the right. It would have counted if it had gone in, but it sailed to the right. It tailed to the right and only missed that right goalpost by about 2 yards. So the best chance of the entire evening after 40 minutes of play comes right in the very last second. And Benalis, or beg your pardon, Keaton Young, who took that shot, gets a couple of side high fives from his North County side. All right, so a scoreless first half in North County and Windsor on AM 800 KRI and AM 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll give you your first half stats. Not much on the Windsor side. No shots on goal for the Owls. Several for North County. We'll give you those full details when we return in 3 minutes on KRI and KJFF.
The faculty and staff at North County St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student and athlete. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So be yourself and excel to the very top. Good luck on a great year and a great season from the faculty and staff at the North St. Francis County School District. Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Paul Hale at New Era Bank. Has your bank made avoiding fees on your checking account difficult? New Era Bank wants to make your life simpler, and we think it should start with your checking account. At New Era Bank, we still offer a free checking account with paper statements. No minimum balances, no other requirements. Visit any of our locations in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bonterre, or our website at www.newerabank.com for more information. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome a brand new month, Wednesday on the KREI Morning Show. Hi, Louie is on the radio for Super Talk. AM 800, going to be here bright and early right after Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with your hump day forecast. Chad will update you with local news and sports. We'll keep you entertained till 9 o'clock with a variety of guests, including the Farmington School District. Birthdays and anniversaries coming your way at 7:45 as we begin November 1st. That's Wednesday on the Morning Show here on AM 800.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KRI and AM 1400 KJEF in Bonterre, home of the North County Raiders. It is the Class 3 state sectional round in North County, and Windsor battled to a scoreless first half. Checking Twitter and finding out that the Washington Blue Jays and the Webster Groves Statesmen are also scoreless in their first half in their state sectional. And the reason that's important is because the winner of this one gets either Washington or Webster Groves. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that matchup there. And we'll see if they end up going to overtime, maybe scoreless, who knows. But we will keep track of that. And again, here, scoreless between North County and Windsor. Matt Greenwood with you this evening. 47 degrees, dark and cloudy. Not a lot of wind, but still a little bit chilly. You know, all it takes is a breeze here and there, and it still feels pretty cold. But everyone prepared for that, as they have all the jackets, the double sweaters, the blankets, not just blankets over their shoulders, but also on the seats, because they are metal bleachers, and metal gets super, super cold when it gets super, super cold. And same thing if they get super hot. But anyway, conditions pretty good this evening, at least for soccer conditions. No rain, not expected really for this area until after midnight. So we should be able to get this game in, no issues whatsoever. But we need some goals. We need some goals if we're going to have someone moving on to the next round, as Windsor and North County have been unable to find the back of the net. All right. So stats of the first half And unless I'm mistaken, Windsor does not have a shot on goal. They have one or two shots that maybe were sent wide. Not really. I don't recall one shot being sent wide. Drew Forney basically just playing babysitter back there in front of the goal. And he's had a couple of grabs and a couple of kicks forward, but really no pressure applied on Drew Forney, the goalkeeper for the Raiders. He hasn't had to do much except retrieve loose balls and keep possession for the Raiders. So as far as that's concerned, no shots on goal, no free kicks. Well, a few free kicks. No corner kicks for Windsor, no yellow cards, no goals scored. Pretty empty stat sheet for the Windsor Owls. For the North County Raiders, however, they've been able to fill it up just a little bit. They have a total of five shots on goal. Also, five corner kicks. So five saves on those five shots on goal for Jared Tanner, the sophomore goalkeeper for the Windsor Owls. Keaton Young has two shots on goal. David Benalis has two shots on goal for North County. And Joel Strausser has one. In regards to corner kicks, Grant Strausser, 2 years younger than Joel Strausser, he's got one corner kick. David Benalis has two corner kicks, and Joel Strausser has two corner kicks. But again, no one has found the back of the net this evening between North County and Windsor. But we do hope that the second half will have goals scored, because no one's moving on until we do. If this game does remain scoreless at the end of 80 minutes played, they will play two 15-minute golden goal halves, which means if someone scores a goal in either of those 15 minutes, then they will win the game. If no one scores, it'll go to penalty kicks. So we're going to step aside for one more minute, and when we come back, we will start second half action between North County and Windsor. 0-0 Class 3 state sectionals. Someone's got to be moving on. Stick around. Find out on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF.
Did you know that there's an intercity bus service route available? SMTS runs Monday through Friday, leaving at 9 a.m. from 400 North Washington Street in Farmington and arriving at the Greyhound bus station in St. Louis at approximately 11 a.m. Once arriving at the Greyhound bus station, they offer a connection to both Metrolink and Amtrak. The reverse route leaves at 1 p.m. The cost is $30 each way. To arrange a ride, call SMTS at 573-431-5765.
At Cornerstone Insurance Services, when we say we're working to build a strong foundation for your life, we mean it. Hi, I'm Mindy Schamberg. We offer better homeowners rates. It's just that simple. With Cornerstone Insurance Services, you'll have anytime access to your agent. We can come to you for changes, updates, and new quotes, and check in with our customers in person as soon as bad weather strikes. With 26 years of experience in the insurance business, my husband Chris and I have got you covered. Cornerstone Insurance Services in Farmington. Online at cornerstoneinsuranceservices.net.
Back to the soccer pitch we go. Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF in Bonterra. Very chilly this evening between the Windsor Owls and the North County Raiders. Things have heated up a couple of times in the first half, but not much really. Drew Forney, the goalkeeper for North County, has pretty much played babysitter. No shots on target, no shots on goal, no shots anywhere really for the Windsor Owls, as several times this evening as they push the ball forward, they have lost possession of it. About 25, 30 yards away from North County's goal. So other than that, North County has basically been the one applying pressure, getting chances. Again, five shots on goal for the North County Raiders. Let's go ahead and reset the starting lineup, beginning with North County at goalkeeper, Drew Forney. Defense is Nate Rinker, Gage Harris, and Rigel Stillman, along with Noah Umfleet. The midfield for the Raiders is Lucas Spray, Dawson Harper, David Benalis, and Keaton Young. And the forwards are Nick Parker and Grant Strausser. For the Windsor Owls, on the back line, Jake Mahone, Carter Schmutzler, and Nick Renaud. Midfield is Anton Sokolik, Esteban Borja Pena, Connor Portlock, Tanner Berry, and Cole Stelling. The forwards are Dylan Sullivan and Cody Wilson. And in goal for the Windsor Owls is sophomore Jared Tanner. Here we go. Teams switch into the field. Windsor now lined up to go from right to left. North County from left to right. We'll use the football field markers The yard markers indicate where the ball is this evening. And right now, David Benalis has it on the Windsor 35. Sends it towards midfield, just outside the center circle. Back to the near sideline, left to right, Raiders. Umfleet tries a pass, tiptoed forward by Strausser to Benalis. Benalis keeps the cross on the ground. Right foot shot is no good. Left foot shot on the deflection. Joel Strausser finds a corner of the net, and the North County Raiders jump out to a 1-0 lead 34 seconds into the second half. Benalis kept the cross low. It took one deflection. Strausser placed it into the corner of the net past the diving Jared Tanner, and the Raiders are up 1-0. Two shots on goal for Joel Strausser, one goal. Pretty good ratio there. So Windsor, slow out of the halftime break. The clock stops with the goal scored. And now Windsor moving from right to left as Dylan Sullivan has it on the far sideline, double teamed, and then loses possession. But Windsor will get the toss from the sideline. They'll throw it in. Arinker bounces it around for the Raiders. Tries to find the feet of Parker. Parker will settle it down with the left foot. Dribbles forward right at the 50-yard line, just outside the center circle to the left. Sends it to the back line. And coming up to make a play is Gage Harris. Harris to Umfleet. Umfleet, a pass between the legs of the Owls. Here is an attack. Benalis on the near side. His first touch leads him too far. And excellent awareness by the goalkeeper for Windsor, Jared Tanner, to come out and slide into the football. And now he'll send it back up into the air. But Benalis, a good chance there if he would have had a better touch to maybe put North County up 2-0. Ball bounces around on the back line. North County in possession. Harper, his right foot pass or dribble off of his right foot, finds Portlock in North County. After Portlock sent it to the sideline, gets possession of it. But along that sideline, Windsor comes up with a steal. And Cody Wilson is fouled. Maybe a little tug of the jersey from behind. He was double-teamed along that right sideline. And Windsor earns a free kick on their end of the field, inside the 30 on the far side. Jake Mahone sends it forward. North County heads it down. Strausser, wearing one of the captain's armbands, has possession of it. Gets it to Benalis. Benalis to Young. Young forward to Parker. Ball goes about 10 yards to Harper's right foot. North County still in possession. Left foot pass to his right. Young to Benalis. And Benalis tried to cross in front of net. And the very tall Jared Tanner leapt up right before the ball went out of bounds. And so he will step forward, put a right foot to it. Sends it high into the air, and Dylan Sullivan tries to bring it down for the Owls. He cannot do so. Portlock was there too, but it's Harper for the Raiders that comes away with it. Sends it back to Rinker. Rinker crossfield to Umfleet near sideline, moving from left to right. He'll dribble it. A low line drive pass. Finds the right foot of Strausser. He turns around, left foot boots it to Keaton Young. Young lost possession briefly, able to chase it down, keeps it inbound. Sokolik off his back. And Young, with a low cross, got all the way to about the 10-yard mark inside the 18-yard area. But it was cleared off by the Owls. And now North County. It has been all Raiders in this second half. 1-0 North County with 36.5 to play in the game. A pass along the ground from the back line. Umfleet forward to Strausser. Strausser fighting for it. Earns it off the redhead Carter Schmutzler. And then a tackle from behind by Windsor. And Strausser a little upset. Schmutzler able to bring him down. But it is Strausser that is going to earn a free kick for the Raiders. 1-0 score, 36 minutes to go in the second half. Strausser with the ball lined up on the near sideline, about the 15-yard line, which means it's about 23 yards away from the front of the goal. Strausser with his hands on his hips, a two-man wall for the Owls. In there on the wall is Schmutzler and Sullivan. Whistle blows. Kick taken and sent over the crossbar. Nowhere close. It will be a goal kick for Windsor. want to thank Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredertown in Ironton, Hood's Discount Home Center in Farmington, and Mario's Italia in Farmington. Also want to thank the North County R1 School District in Bon Terre. So the goalkeeper, Tanner, will let his defenseman, Mahone, send it upfield. He does. Windsor in possession, moving from right to left. Tanner Berry sends it forward for the Owls. Rinker puts it back towards midfield. Ball bouncing around. No one in possession yet. Owls trying to get there. And Sullivan unable to track it down as Rinker sends it forward. But it's off of an Owl. And back to Berry. Berry loses possession. North County on the counter. Strausser near sideline. Switches to the left foot. Tries to dribble between two Owl defenders. He does. He gets it to Harper, but Harper loses it off the right foot. And then back pressure from Keaton Young. Or from Benalis. Benalis to Keaton Young. Young dribbling between defenders. Sends it to the right side to Strausser. Strausser back over to Harper. And Harper's pass is knocked out of bounds off of Windsor. Exciting second half action. Raiders look like they are the next team to score a goal. Long toss in from the near sideline from Benalis. Finds the head of Joel Strausser. But Windsor is able to get it away from Strausser. And they have it on the far sideline, and Cody Wilson loses possession, but it was last touched by the Raiders, goes out of bounds, a throw-in for Windsor. And after that throw-in, ball bounces around and back out again for a throw-in. Owls throwing it from about the 33-yard line. They'll throw it to the left. Ball bounces up in the air. And Dylan Sullivan tried to reel it in on that far sideline, unable to do so, but Windsor, after a loose ball for about 2 seconds, sends it back to the back line. Jake Mahone keeps it on the ground and locates Sokolic near midfield. Sokolic's pass deflected into the right foot of Portlock. Portlock's pass attempt to Dylan Sullivan comes right back to him. And then coming out, Drew Forney with a vicious slide as he retrieved the loose ball, and his left cleat clipped the top of the ankle of Dylan Sullivan. And the official standing in front of Forney is going to, I believe, call a timeout as Sullivan sliding backwards on the turf. Clock stops at 33:01. North County in front 1-0 thanks to a left foot shot into the far left corner kept on the ground by Joel Strausser. One of those well-placed shots. He wasn't going for power. He was going for precision. And boy, was he absolutely 100% on target. Sullivan still on the turf, being tended to by the Owls training staff. Players standing around. Strausser going to come to the near sideline for some water as his assistant coach, Eric Schoenhart, tosses him a bottle. So you got Joel Strausser, as well as Nick Parker, Keaton Young, and David Benalis all huddled about near midfield on this near sideline as a round of applause for the injured Sullivan. Sullivan walks to the sideline, and he will need to be subbed in for, or subbed out for, I should say. And it looks like we are ready for action. All right, Drew Forney, who injured Sullivan, takes a free kick with the right foot, sends it towards the center circle, and Keaton Young brings it down, heads it forward to Joel Strausser. Strausser can't reel it in, and Windsor will have it on their back three. Nick Parker waiting for a ball to come his direction. He might just see one. Here's Young. Young, through ball, near side to Benalis, reels it in, right foot shot. He is knocked off balance just a bit. Good backtracking from Schmutzler. That could have been goal number two. Nice through ball. It was kept on the ground by Young, went traveled about 25 yards, found the right foot of Benalis, But again, nudged off by Schmutzler. And now North County in possession, moving from left to right. Another through ball in the near sideline from Young to Joel Strausser. And it's deflected off of Strausser. It will be Windsor ball. Windsor with the toss in. Schmutzler about the 5-yard line on his end of the field. He'll step forward, launches it right into the head of Strausser, who is only about 10 yards away, if not a little less. Strausser heads it to the near sideline for Parker. Switches to the left foot. Cross in is low. Harper cannot get a touch to it, or not a good touch to it. And the ball deflects off his right foot and out of bounds behind goal for a goal kick. Let's thank Comtree and Festus, YMC of Jefferson County in Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, the UPS store in Festus, and the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus for sponsoring tonight's contest. You are listening to this game on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF. 31 minutes to go in this first half. Ball bouncing around, and a shot from about 20 yards out is mishandled by the goalkeeper, Tanner. Good, strong right foot from Keaton Young. Strausser was there for the putback try, and he puts it off the side of the net and out of bounds. So Keaton Young with a solid strike from about 25 yards out made it tough with the side-to-side motion for the goalkeeper, Tanner. But Windsor earns a free kick. Schmutzler. I beg your pardon, number 12 for Windsor, Nick Renaud. He's the one that takes the free kick, and he sends it right into the feet of North County. North County on Windsor's end, inside the 30. Young, a little 1-2 with Parker. Ball forward to Strausser. Left foot toe right into the back of the net. Assist to Strausser. Goal Strausser. Assist to Young. 2-0 North County. 30-25 to play in the second half. So Keaton Young has played an excellent midfield for North County tonight. Joel Strausser earns his second goal of the game. So 2-0 North County. That is goal number 23 for Joel Strausser. Clock has stopped. It does on all goals and injuries. Ball back between the hashes at the 50-yard line. I think someone may have just gotten a yellow card. Not really sure. Clock continues. Windsor in possession on their half of the field. Cody Wilson loses possession, but bumped off the ball. Free kick earned. Schmutzler to walk up to the ball for the Owls. Kicks it to the North County side of the field. It's chested up into the air by Parker, but Parker chested it right to Anton Sokolik. With the right foot, it is Renaud keeping it on the ground. Try to pass forward around the 30-yard line, stolen by the Raiders. 2-on-4, Strausser left foot shot to the far sideline for Parker. Parker has it roll off of his right foot, and it will be a toss-in for the Windsor Owls. Long throw off the head of Strausser and back out of bounds. Noah Umfleet and Gage Harris, as well as Nate Rinker and Rigel Stillman on the back four for the Raiders as they play a more defensive formation with a 2-0 lead in this second half. Ball on the far sideline. Only two forwards for the Raiders, and they're causing a bunch of havoc as Strausser keeps it on the far sideline. Chasing it down. Left foot cross in from the Raiders is sent behind net. Nick Parker tried to chase it down and was unable to get a good foot to it. So with under 29 to play, North County up 2-0, two goals for Joel Strausser. Keaton Young with one of the assists. And I believe it was Benalis with the other. Windsor will have a free kick from about their own 47-yard line. They'll kick it from right to left. Schmutzler steps forward, puts a good boot to it, gets about 30 to 35 yards on that kick. North County tries to send it upfield. And the Owls chase it down, but losing possession is Renaud. North County, across the field, coming to the near sideline, has it. And now up the right sideline, Benalis. A 1-2 with Strausser. Back to Benalis, and Benalis lost it out of bounds, but it was kicked away by the Windsor Owls. Strausser was on the move, had to turn his hips back towards the pass from Benalis, and a nice find, but Benalis unable to maintain it, but he does earn a throw in for the Raiders. Here it goes, about 15 yards in towards the front of the goal. Bounces around off a couple of heads. Windsor tries to clear it, cannot do so. Nate Rinker keeps possession for the Raiders to Parker. Parker had his back to the defense and got called for throwing out the right arm. So Windsor with the free kick gets in. Harper for North County, after the ball kicked about 15 yards forward, comes away with it. But Harper loses it, and racing forward with a goal try was Cody Wilson. But Wilson couldn't really get a good shot off as Forney came charging out of his 6-yard box, and he deflects it, retrieves it, and kicks it forward. First shot on goal for the Windsor Owls, and it goes for Cody Wilson. First real opportunity for the Owls. Wilson just able to outrace the back three of the Raiders. But North County with possession and a 2-0 lead with 26-24 to go in this second half. They have it on the Windsor side of the field. Keaton Young to Benalis. Benalis puts the right foot on top of the ball. Over to Harper near midfield about the 30-yard line. To Parker. Parker to the far side for Rinker. Rinker, a defenseman, up forward on the attack. Loses possession, but Harper with a left boot sent it on the ground right towards the goalkeeper, and Tanner scoops it up, and he will get ready to kick it forward. North County hitting Windsor in the mouth to start the second half. A goal within 30 seconds of the start of this second half, and North County has since added to their lead. They lead 2-0. Joel Strausser with two goals, 22 and 23 on the year. Strausser being chased down from behind by Cole Stelling. And Stelling ends up hurt on the field. The free kick awarded to Windsor. And Stelling is in a little bit of agony as he throws his hands over his face. Training staff will come out. We'll step aside for 1 minute, check on the injured player. It's Cole Stelling of the Windsor Owls as they trail 2-0 this evening on AM800 KREI Farmington and Bon Terre, as well as AM1400 KJF in Festus and Crystal City. We'll be back in 1 minute.
As with most pioneers, they're destined to be replaced by something better. And the ATV has been supplanted by an all-purpose Intimidator UTV. Hi, I'm Jason Fleeg with Fleeg's Equipment. Now in Ledington, the Intimidator makes it a clear-cut victory for the utility task vehicle. First of all, the new Intimidator UTV model sports a brilliant 800cc engine for a considerably greater speed. It'll be up and running and out the gates faster than almost any other model on the market. The Intimidator is made with the confidence of American experts. Intimidator is perfect for camping, recreational events such as hunting, and as farm application equipment. There's ample storage space with enough seats in the 4x4 option for a small family. Because the Intimidator tagline is work, hunt, play. It'll power you through the toughest field jobs without breaking down and costing you time and money. Come and see why it's the most talked about ATV on the market. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Cole Stelling, the injured Owl on the field for Windsor, cannot put any pressure on that right leg. And unfortunately for him, he's got the long way to go as he went down after backtracking on Joel Strausser. Maybe twisted the knee a little bit as he tried to earn back possession for Windsor. And he is being helped off the field by the training staff. Again, no pressure being put on his right leg. And again, it's a long trot across this football field here in Bon Terre. The score is 2-0 North County, 25-28 to play in the second half. Raiders looking for a chance to play either the winner of Washington or Webster Groves. We'll go ahead and get a check on them in just a second. Coming onto the field for the injured Cole Stelling is number 9, Cameron Gay. So Washington holds a 1-0 lead over Webster Groves in the second half. Webster Groves knocked off last year's Class 3 state champion, Rockwood Summit. So Webster Groves, with that victory in mind, probably a strong candidate to win state here in Class 3, but they find themselves down 1-0. Winner of that game will play the winner of this one here this evening. So North County actually got the free kick, even though it was Stelling that got hurt. And the free kick kicked forward, bounces off the chest of the goalkeeper, Tanner. Harper had a chance to put it into the back of the net, but missed it. Now turns away from the defender, sent in a low cross, off the chest again of Tanner, to the other side of the field, to the other goal post. And North County will try to settle it down. And they try to settle it down toward midfield, but Rinkers passes behind Keaton Young, and Windsor comes away with possession. Cody Wilson on the charge. Right foot ball about 15 yards forward to number 7, Grant Siegel. Siegel and the Owls lose possession as Tanner Berry tried to pass over the North County defender. It was knocked down, but a free kick awarded to the Owls. Under 25 minutes to play in this second half. 2-0, North County. On the free kick, ball sent in the 18-yard box, knocked away by the Raiders to the near sideline. Owls in possession, moving from right to left. Esteban Borja Pena, a little too small, bumped off it by Benales. Benales earns possession for the Raiders. Nick Parker with a left foot forward. Ball still along the near sideline. It's Parker. Tries it into the front of the goal, right outside the goal line of the football field, of the end zone. But Benales could not chase it down. And a bigger part of that was Gage Harris that had the nice pass along the right sideline. Lucas Spray. But either way, ball went out of bounds. It was a North County throw-in. Dawson Harper tosses it in, takes a deflection off an Owl, and he gets another one. Harper from the far sideline to the right foot of Keaton Young, and again knocked away by the Owls. Three consecutive throws in a matter of 10 seconds for North County. Ball above the head. Harper bounces it into the feet of Young. Young able to split the defenders with that pass, but it's right to Windsor. Windsor sends it upfield to the North County half, and the Raiders will send it back to their goalkeeper, Forney. Only one shot on goal for Windsor tonight. That's Cody Wilson's shot on goal. Ball up in the air. Takes a high bounce off the turf. Reeled in by Joel Strausser. Strausser tried to pass back to his back line, and Umfleet was not ready for it. Lost possession. Owls then send it forward about 25 yards, and it takes a deflection back into Raiders' possession. Ball near sideline. Benales, right foot to Spray. Spray tried to pass forward. Windsor steals it. Spray gets it back, then finds Harper. Harper loses it around the 40-yard line, and Anton Sokolik tries a pass forward, takes a deflection off of Young, then uses a left foot to find Gary Ziegler on the near sideline. Ziegler tried a toe pass above the Raiders' back line. It deflected off the face of David Benales, and then a foul committed by North County. Cameron Gay to set up for the free kick. Ball about the 40-yard line near side. Windsor will kick it from right to left. Gay with two steps forward, puts a right foot to it. Got a little bit of air underneath it, but not a lot of distance. And North County comes away with it, backing up with the ball with the left foot and sending it over is Strausser. Strausser gets it off the deflection from Keaton. Sent it to the far sideline, about the 20-yard line. Keaton bumped off of it by Jake Mahone. I beg your pardon, Brandon Ruge. And Ruge sent it out of bounds. North County earns a throw. 21-34 to play in the second half. 2-0 North County and the Class 3 State Sectional. Winner to play either Webster Groves or Washington. Coming off the field is number 7 and number 14 for Windsor. Grant Siegel and Esteban Borja Pena come off for the Owls. Couldn't quite tell who came on, but we'll try to get that information for you. Looks like Dylan Sullivan back into the action. So Windsor in possession. Well, actually, Schmutzler decided to let that pass from North County go back behind goal. So Windsor earns a free kick. Instead of Tanner taking the goal kick, it's going to be Schmutzler instead. Schmutzler sends it forward about 40 yards, and Windsor comes away with it. Connor Portlock was near the ball, couldn't quite reel it in. North County had it. Noah Umfleet. Umfleet near sideline, gets it to Strausser. Strausser bounces off a defender, takes on two guys, splits Schmutzler as well as Mahone, and lost possession briefly. And then it finds the foot of a Raider who sends it to the left. Nowhere near goal. Another goal kick coming for the Owls. David Benalis actually taking a seat for the Raiders. Benalis has been behind one of the goals for North County. On the goal kick, Windsor loses possession. Strausser heads it forward off the foot of an Owl defenseman. And still forward, North County battling for it. They'll earn possession. Keaton Young will dribble it far wide right of the goalpost, and then it is kicked out of bounds by the defenseman, number 24. That is Cole Stelling. Or excuse me, 21, Gary Ziegler. Stelling still being tended to on the sideline for the Owls. Here's a corner kick as Joel Strausser will take it, his third try from the near side corner. He'll kick it from his left foot to the left, headed up by Rinker towards goal, and Tanner using his height to reel it in for the Owls. Tanner sends it forward about 30, 40 yards up in the air towards midfield. Good, strong right foot. It will count as a shot on goal for Harper, but not a lot behind it. But North County in the final third has possession and loses it. Schmutzler finds Sokolik. Sokolik sidesteps Grant Strausser. And Windsor in possession from right to left. We've got a foul called as Sullivan could not find Portlock ahead. And I believe there was a foul committed by North County. Either a throw-in or a free kick. It's going to be a free kick with the ball just inside the near sideline. Putting his right foot to it, Schmutzler. And that takes a deflection off of North County and then rolls out of bounds off of a body of Windsor. North County moving from left to right. Strausser keeps the ball on the near side touchline. Gets it to Grant Strausser, to Young, back to Joel. Joel slips on the pass attempt where he kept it on the ground. There's a reason why. It's because he slipped. And North County unable to get a shot on target as they lose it. And Windsor sends it upfield. Chasing it was Sullivan, and he'll watch that one roll out of bounds. 2-0 North County, 17-24 to play in the second half. The Raiders trying to get back to the state quarterfinals. Ball comes out of bounds. It will be a Windsor toss. Owls moving from right to left. North County scoring a goal within about 30, 35 seconds of the beginning of the second half after a scoreless first. Schmutzler. Carter Schmutzler, the senior defenseman, with the toss and throws it to the feet of Ziegler. Ziegler loses possession. North County with it. Parker from left to right to Harper. Harper to Grant Strausser. Nick Parker picks up the loose ball. Goes to his left for Grant Strausser. Strausser pushed wide. Comes back towards midfield to Harper. Harper sends it back out wide to Nate Rinker. Rinker with a right foot crossing. Deflected by Windsor. Gets it back, does Rinker. Launches one in. It takes a bounce into the right foot of Keaton Young. And Young, off the side of his right foot, sends it beyond the track that surrounds the football field here at North County. So that's a shot, but a very poor shot. No shot on goal is going to be attributed to Keaton Young. So with 16 minutes to play in the game, Windsor sends it forward with the goalkeeper, Tanner. North County sends it forward. Grant Strausser to Joel Strausser, and Jared Tanner had a bit of trouble saving that one. He actually tried to pick it up while it had some spin on it, and it bounced up or rolled up off his right arm and over to his right, and he was able to bring it in before Strausser could make a play on it. And so now Windsor, after sending it forward, earns a free kick on their half of the field. Ball towards the far touchline, just outside the center circle, about 3 yards just outside the center circle. Free kick taken by Windsor. Nearly finds the body of Cody Wilson. Ball bounces around. It will eventually find Connor Portlock. Portlock with an interesting shot, to say the least. Brought up his right leg, got it above his hip, but sent it about 20 yards forward, but too much air underneath it. Easy save for Drew Forney. I don't know if that would even qualify as a shot on goal because there wasn't anything behind it. It was just sort of a lob pass maybe. And so, with under 15 to play, North County and Drew Forney will wait for an owl to get close before picking it up. Sends it forward, end-over-end kick, bringing it in. Grant Strausser tries a lob pass forward with the right foot. Windsor cleans it up and turns it right over to Keaton Young. Young on the near sideline loses possession. Jake Mahone. Mahone tried to go to the back line, and Young stole it. Young with a right foot pass crossing the face of goal. Windsor back line tries to clear it. Mahone does. A little help there from Gary Ziegler. And then Ziegler lost possession of it. Ball will come out of bounds off of Ziegler. And North County will earn a throw. North County with a throw from left to right, under 14 to play. It is just announced that Webster Groves still trails Washington 1-0. Throw in from Noah Umfleet to Keaton Young. Young is knocked down from behind, earns a free kick on the Windsor half. Ball just inside the near side touchline. And North County taking their time. Joel Strausser standing over the ball with the left foot, ready to kick it deep. 2-0 North County with the lead. Strausser throws up both arms, sends it forward, waiting for someone to attack. It gets over the head of the Windsor defense, over everyone, including Nick Parker, who tried to keep the ball in play and lost it out of bounds behind goal. 13 minutes left in the second half. Windsor trailing 2-0. The goal kick taken by Jared Tanner, and he actually sent it to the chest of North County. But Windsor in possession, coming forward with it was Esteban Borja Pena. He lost possession. Here's a shot attempt by the Owls, and that was, I believe, number 15, Cody Wilson, who tried to help out his buddy Pena, and Forney there for the save. So Cody Wilson, two shots on goal. North County quickly sends it forward, and Grant Strausser is going to be called for a foul, adding a little too much pressure to the back of Mahone. And it will be Carter Schmutzler taking the free kick just outside the Windsor 20-yard line as they play on the football field here at Raider Stadium in Bonterre. Ball finds the right foot of Schmutzler again as it was sent back in from near midfield. Ball bounces up. Sokolik tries to head it in. Misses. North County gets a touch to it, but into the possession of the Owls. And now the offside flag on the far side of the field goes up as the Windsor midfield tried to release number 23, Dylan Sullivan, and Sullivan was on the wrong side of Nate Rinker and got called for it. So North County will take a free kick from where the offside was, which was the 45-yard line of their own side of the field. Nick Parker sends it forward about 35 yards. Windsor briefly had possession, then Young stole it away. Young nearly lost it, but finds the right foot of Harper. Harper to the near touchline for Strausser. Dribbles it once, kicks it with the left foot near sideline for Keaton Young. Young, with a defender draped all over his back, will come back towards the North County goal. And he gets a pass to Nick Parker, who wasn't anticipating it. And trying to regain possession was Gage Harris, but used a little too much physicality on the Windsor Owl forward and earns a free kick for Windsor. 10:50 to play in the second half. North County 2 and Windsor nothing. Stick around for our postgame coverage. We will have both the head coaches of their respective programs that join us. We'll have Rob O'Keefe, the head coach of the North County Raiders, and Chris Krueger, first-year head coach for the Windsor Owls. Owls in possession, trying a late charge inside of 10.5 to play. Ball bouncing around. Harper settles it down. Sends it forward on the ground to Benalis. Benalis along the right touchline to Strausser. Strausser turns around, finds Young, 2-on-2. Young stops it, turns around, left foot pass, back towards midfield. Harper, well read by the back line of the Owls, and coming forward is Anton Sokolik. His pass to the North County half is deflected back to Sokolik. Sokolik then sends it forward. Windsor in possession. Connor Portlock tries to dribble around the midfield defense and lost his balance, lost the ball. North County back up field to clear their lines. And off the head of Schmutzler for the Owls, back to his goalkeeper, Tanner. Windsor looking a little bit better on the attack. Just cannot find that final pass. North County in possession. Lobbed up into the air, 10 yards by Parker. Parker to Joel Strausser. Or bigger pardon, Grant Strausser to his older brother, Joel. Finds the foot of Young. Young to Joel. Joel to Grant. Grant lines up for the shot. His shot deflects off of Joel. And Joel with the right foot into the far left corner of the goal. That's a hat trick for Joel Strausser. Assists to his younger brother Grant. And the North County Raiders, up 3-0 with 9:25 to play in the second half, are well on their way to the state quarterfinals in Class 3. So Strausser trying a shot from about 25 yards out, got it all wrong. It landed at the feet of Joel Strausser. Strausser kicked it forward with his left foot about 10 yards. Jared Tanner late coming off his line, the goalkeeper for Windsor. And then Strausser with a right foot shot, tough angle, is able to keep it on the ground, past the diving Tanner into the far left corner. And that's now 25 goals for Joel Strausser. Clock stops at 9:25. Clock stops on goals and injuries. Anton Sokolik will come off the field. Cameron Gay, the junior midfielder, comes on. So it looks like Windsor is essentially conceding here as they're bringing on some reserves. Coming into play is Juan Ambriz. Ambriz rarely used, a junior midfielder for the Owls. Coming into this game, Windsor had scored 79 goals this season, but had given up 84. They finally got healthy on the back line. But against a Raider team who has more experience, more playing time together on that back line, has been able to shut down this Windsor attack. And now coming into the game is number 18 for North County. Mussey Dunlap coming off is Joel Strausser to a standing ovation. He's responsible for all three goals on the scoreboard for North County. A hat trick for Strausser. So with 9:13 to play, North County in possession, moving from left to right, they get the throw-in. Mussey Dunlap, sophomore forward, getting a little bit of action here. Ball sent back to Drew Forney, the goalkeeper of the Raiders. Goes back across field, far left sideline, as the Raiders move from left to right. Maybe looking for goal number 4. maybe looking to really seal the victory here. Benalis has it near touchline, rolls it with his right foot, keeps it in bounds, finds Nick Parker. Parker forward to Dunlap. Dunlap back to Parker near midfield, 25 yards away from goal. Parker battling two Owl defenders, and the official will call a foul, I believe, on Keaton Young. Maybe it was Nick Parker. Either way, Windsor earns a free kick from the back line. It is Mahone. Mahone sends it forward. Raiders all over it, in possession, under 8:20 to play in the second half. 3-0 North County over the Owls. And then ball on the near sideline. Turned over by the defenseman Noah Umfleet, but there was a foul called, and it will be a free kick for North County. Only two shots on goal for Windsor this entire evening. Neither of them really very tough to handle for Drew Forney. By the way, we have a new goalkeeper in the game as well for the Windsor Owls. They're going to Austin Bagley, Jared Tanner's backup. And so it's Bagley sending it forward. North County gets possession right around the center circle. They'll send it to the back line. Gage Harris to Noah Umfleet, and Umfleet loses it out of bounds. So a careless turnover by the Raiders. Harris and Umfleet not on the same page. And so we have more subs for both sides. Coming in for North County is Chance Peary, a senior defenseman. Coming on for Windsor, number three, Brandon Bowen, a junior midfielder. Under 7 to play, North County 3 and Windsor 0. For the Raiders' sake, I'm sure they would like to keep it that way. Raiders have only allowed 20 goals this year, 6 in their last 11 games. And they've won all 11. They're about to make it 12 and earn their 12th shutout of the year. Windsor brings it down with a hand. Portlock sends it forward. No call. Neither sideline judge or the official on the field saw the handball. It was pretty evident. Landed right into the lap of Portlock. And now another one close. Portlock shoves off Gage Harris. Harris sent it forward. No Umfleet on the chase. Coming out was Bagley. He put it right to the right foot of Dunlap. Dunlap had a 2-on-2. But the Windsor defense back to clear it up. To clean it up. But North County maintains possession. Dunlap tried to pass to Nate Rinker. And Rinker not ready for it. Windsor nearly comes away with possession. So now you've got a bunch of players on the field for both sides that haven't had a lot of time together. Harper for the Raiders trying to get goal number 4. Finds Rinker. Rinker to Dunlap. Tries to settle it down with the right foot. Can't do so. Deflected off of Windsor right into the right boot of David Benalis. Benalis' shot is deflected over the crossbar. And a bigger part, and that was Keaton Young on the shot. It'll be a corner kick for the Raiders. And Young, who almost scored there, will take it. 7 corner kicks for the Raiders. Coming out is Nick Parker of the Raiders. Lucas Spray. Dawson Harper coming out as well. From the near side corner, Keaton Young sends it low and across the face of goal. And Windsor clears it to the far sideline. Goes out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in for the Raiders. 4:43 to play in this game. North County 3, Windsor nothing. Throw-in for Nate Rinker. Rinker finds the chest of Young. Young dribbles it towards midfield. Sends a nice soft pass to the near sideline for Noah Umfleet. Umfleet to the right of his defender, but turned it over. Ambrose tried to counterattack for the Owls, but he lost possession of it. And Keaton Young comes away with it. Young watches it roll off the right foot of Juan Ambrose. Bigger part of that's Benalis. Benalis with the throw-in. finds a teammate. That was Logan Harris, who's into the game. Harris lost possession, and now Windsor on the counter. Tries a through ball, which is intercepted by the Raiders. Gary Ziegler was the intended target on that 15-20-yard pass along the ground. Ball now in the final third, Windsor's half, and sending it out of bounds across the near touchline is number four, Hayden Holmes. It will be a throw-in for the Raiders, under 3.5 to play. North County, with this win, is going to improve to 22-3 on the year. Windsor will finish the season at 11-13. We'll have both coaches on for postgame, Chris Krueger of Windsor and Rob O'Keefe of North County. Nice steal of possession for Keaton Young. Young stole it away from two Windsor Owl defenders, then dribbled between them and got a shot off. It was saved by Austin Bagley. Excellent footwork from Keaton Young, who unofficially has four shots on goal this evening. Windsor in possession on the North County half, moving from right to left. Still in possession as a free kick has been awarded. Cameron Gay will stand over the ball about the 25-yard line, kicking it from right to left on the far right sideline. He's about 33 yards away from goal. Sends it across the face of the goal, onside, and a header off the crossbar from Gary Ziegler. Deflects forward or back towards the middle of play. Windsor sends it up in the sky. Ambries chases it down. Ambries loses it for Windsor. And here is Keaton Young the other way. Young knocked off the ball by Schmutzler, but Schmutzler's pass attempt towards midfield is intercepted by Windsor for a brief moment. Then North County has it. Chance Peary loses it. Noah Umfleet charges forward from the back line. Umfleet with a 3-goal lead for the Raiders, not really fearing a comeback from the Owls. Why would he? A minute 40 to play in this second half. And Umfleet, for his hustle, gets a high five and a smile from Umfleet towards his coach, Rob O'Keefe. So a throw-in for the Raiders as that last was touched by the Owls. Here comes a shot attempt. Nope. Knocked off the ball was Dalton Skiles. So Skiles, unable to get a shot off, sends it back towards his own goal. Still about 40 yards away. That was Rigel Stillman reeling it in. Stillman tried to send it forward. Cameron Gay intercepted it for Windsor. Under a minute to play. North County season will continue. Here's Mussey Dunlap. Dunlap loses possession. Skiles tries a shot from long distance, deflected by the Owls. Sent up into the air by the back line of Windsor. And here is Rinker. Rinker, left foot pass. We'll find the hands of Bagley. Offside was called. Want to thank Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills in Fredericktown, Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge in Irondale, Community In-Home Service in St. Genevieve, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, and Rock Bottom Shoes in Farmington for sponsoring tonight's contest. Also, another big shout-out to North County R1 School District for supporting their soccer team tonight. We have an injury on the field. 5 seconds to go on the clock, and I don't think they're going to stop this one. They'll probably let this one go down to zeros. The official is okay with it. And that is the game. The state sectional goes to the North County Raiders. They improved to 22-3. And North County advances to the state quarterfinals. Now 3 wins away from a state title. And here's a check of the Washington-Webster Groves game. 5 minutes left in the second half. Washington still leading Webster Groves 1-0. North County, I'm sure, will be all over Twitter to find out who they'll be facing on November 4th. That's a Saturday. We'll have that game on regional radio for you as well. So North County gets a hat trick from senior Joel Strausser. 3 goals, all coming in the second half. And the Raiders, again, with the victory this evening in Bonterre. We'll step aside, give the coaches some time to come up here for our post-game coverage. We'll have Rob O'Keefe of North County and Chris Krueger, the head coach of the Windsor Owls, join us as our final score here once more. North County 3 and Windsor 0, a standing 0 from the Raider faithful.
Alpha Media and Regional Radio holds contests from time to time and gives you chances to win designated prizes. No purchase is necessary to enter or win. Winners will be chosen each time the contests are executed. Contests are open to U.S. residents 18 years and older. The contests are sponsored by participating Alpha Media stations and any participating sponsors. Employees of Alpha Media stations, their parents, subsidiary, and affiliated entities, advertising agencies, promotional partners, and members of their immediate families or households are not eligible to enter or win. Odds of winning depend on the number of entries received. The contests are subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations and are void where prohibited. Listeners are eligible to win Alpha Media contests valued at $600 or more only once every 6 months. Participants must sign all contest release and waiver forms to be eligible to win the prizes. To participate in the contest, you must follow the designated mode of entry. Contest sponsors are not responsible for technical failures of any kind. For full contest rules, visit MIMOinfo.com. Decisions of station management with respect to the contests are final.
For over 40 years, SMTS has served elderly, disabled, and low-income residents in need of transportation services in southeast Missouri, but now SMTS is providing after-hours limousine service for weddings, winery tours, birthday parties, sporting events, and more. If you have a special event coming up, remember SMTS Transportation. SMTS offering door-to-door transportation to everyone in 20 counties in southeast Missouri. Call 1-800-273-0646 or visit ridesmts.org. SMTS, anyone can ride.
The faculty and staff at North County St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student and athlete. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So be yourself and excel to the very top. Good luck on a great year and a great season from the faculty and staff at the North St. Francis County School District.
Hi, I'm Jay Ashcroft. Here at the Secretary of State's office, we take the integrity of our elections seriously. Last November, Missourians agreed and passed Constitutional Amendment 6. Missouri's new photo ID law is now in effect. Have questions about the new voter ID law or need to register to vote? We're here to help. Visit showittovote.com or call 866-868-3245. Remember, if you're registered to vote, you can vote.
Sponsored by the Missouri Secretary of State's office.
Matt Greenwood with you on M800-KREI and AM1400-KJEF. The North County Raiders send Windsor home packing with a 3-0 victory in the Class 3 State Sectional. A scoreless first half. It was almost like anything goes in the second half. And North County, within 30 to 35 seconds, got their first goal thanks to Joel Strausser. Second goal thanks to Joel Strausser. Third goal inside of 8 minutes, thanks to Joel Strausser. A hat trick for the senior as he helps his squad move on to the state quarterfinals. They'll take on the winner of Washington and Webster Groves. Last check we had, Webster Groves was still trailing Washington 1-0 with 5 minutes to go in the second half. Let's go ahead and while we wait for an update there, get some stats out there for you. First off, now under 4 minutes to play between Washington and Webster Groves. The winner of that game will play North County on Saturday, a game that you can hear on AM800 KREI. But here are the stats for you. Unofficially, of course, for the Windsor Owls, 2 shots on goal, no corner kicks, no goals scored. Completely different for North County. 3 goals. 9 shots on goal, 7 corners taken, and 3 assists. An assist to Grant Strausser. He assisted on his older brother's 3rd goal of the game, Joel. And Keaton Young had an assist, and David Benalis also had an assist. So those are your stats for North County. Drew Forney gets his 2nd consecutive shutout as he helped shut down the Farmington Knights in their district championship last week. So Strouser came into this match, 22 goals on the year. He got 23, 24, and 25. And really, if you kept track of the North County Farmington game, this was a much cleaner performance from the Raiders. North County's two goals against Farmington came off of bad goaltender play, some deflections, some good fortune. Tonight, North County was in control. And really, even in that scoreless first half, they had the best chances, just could not convert. As a matter of fact, Keaton Young even had a chance as he kicked it with his right foot right before the buzzer sounded. And the ball was sent about 30, 40 yards to the right of the goalpost. And so that was how the first half ended, was a shot right in the very last tenth of a second. Now, North County didn't convert there, but they got even closer in the second half. Again, within 30, 35 seconds of the second half, they got a goal from Joel Strouser. And then the floodgates opened. Second goal came within about 20 minutes left in the second half. About 5 minutes after the first goal. And then the third and final goal for North County this evening, coming inside of 10 minutes off the right foot of Joel Strouser from a very, very tough angle. Still waiting for Chris Krueger, the head coach of the Windsor Owls, and Rob O'Keefe, the North County head coach, as we will step aside. And hopefully when we come back in 2 minutes, we will have one of two. We'll probably have O'Keefe first as we try to reel him in this evening on our postgame show. Stick around, find out how Washington does against Webster Groves. We'll be back in 2 minutes on KREI and KJEF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no bull deal and no bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Comtree is a comprehensive health center and can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again, 1-877-COMTREE, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Looking for a taste of Italy? Well, look no further than Mario's Italia in downtown Farmington. Mario's serves the best Italian food in the area, pizza, pasta, salads, and sub sandwiches. With large portions, the freshest ingredients, and a friendly staff, Mario's Italia is sure to satisfy you. They can even cater your next special occasion. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia is located in the factory at the corner of 1st and 8th Streets in downtown Farmington.
Custom countertops, vanities, cabinets and doors.
Furniture, tools and paint, electrical and hardwood floors.
Plumbing and lighting, windows and tiles.
If you're building or remodeling,
we've got what you need on every aisle.
Buy it for less, we'll save you money. Buy it for less
at the New Generation Hoods Discount Home Center.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Matt Greenwood broadcasting for AM800 KREI and AM1400 at KJEF. KREI in Farmington and Bonterre, Festus, or KJEF in Festus and Crystal City. Well, Coach O'Keefe is offering his congratulatory speech right now with his players on the near sideline, just right inside the Raiders end zone here at Raiders Stadium. That's where the game was played this evening. A 3-0 win for the North County Raiders. They are moving on to the state quarterfinals in Class 3. They'll be taking on Washington Blue Jays, because Washington was able to use a first-half goal and a scoreless second half to knock off Webster Groves, again, by a final score of 1-0. So the Blue Jays will play North County in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Details to be determined, and be sure to keep it tuned to regional radio, MIMOinfo.com, to find out exactly what time we will have the broadcast for you. I am being told that we will have to head to Washington High School for that game, so we look forward to that. That will be on Saturday. Again, time is to be determined. Location, from what I've heard, is most likely going to be at Washington High School. So we'll go ahead and work on getting Rob O'Keefe, the head coach of the North County Raiders, up to the press box, and we will talk to him about his victorious evening in Bon Terre. The final score again, North County 3, Windsor nothing. Back-to-back shutouts for the Raiders, and they have come in huge, huge games of the greatest magnitude, and that magnitude will continue to rise as North County makes their way through the state tournament. They're just 3 wins away from a Class 3 state championship. Again, we'll step aside for a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll get Rob O'Keefe, the head coach of the North County Raiders, on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJF.
Keegan's on the line from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And Keegan, you have some pre-owned razors you want to tell folks about.
We do. We've got some great prices on used razors starting at $69.99. I've got a 900. I've got 2 570s. So if you're looking to get into that razor market at a relatively good price, come see me, Keegan, at Midwest Sports Center. The phone number is 573-756-7975. You can look us up at MidwestSportsCenter.com.
That's Keegan at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Have you stopped by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills lately? Well, if not, you really should. Hi, this is Mark Toady, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of the furniture in my house comes from Patsy's Furniture. I have an awesome recliner and a sofa that I am in love with. I also have brand new bedroom furniture that is totally amazing. I go to Patsy's Furniture for a lot of different reasons, though. One is the selection, and trust me, there's a lot of that to choose from. And it's quality furniture, too, with brand names that you know and trust. And then there's Jamie and Chris, the owners. You talk about people you can trust and work with, that's them in a nutshell. They'll treat you right and work with you to get you what you need at a price that will keep you smiling. Heck, their great customer service works all the way down to their delivery guys, who are really cool. Hey, I wouldn't tell you to go shop at a place if I didn't totally trust the people there and believe in what they're doing. At Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, they do things the right way. That's why it's really easy for me to say, you'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Matt Greenwood standing with Rob O'Keefe, second-year head coach of the North County Raiders, who just finished off the Windsor Owls by a final score of 3-0. A hat trick, coach, for Joel Strausser. All 3 goals coming in the second half. It was a scoreless first half. Wasn't really sure where this game was headed in the second half. What did you tell your guys during the break?
I told them that they were getting outworked, and the truth is they were getting absolutely outworked. Windsor came out, had a lot of heart. They played a great first half, and our boys acted like it was going to be a cakewalk. We played a great game against Farmington. I think our boys walked out thinking Windsor was going to be a lot easier, and Windsor played like we played against Farmington with everything they had, and I can't credit them enough for the effort they showed tonight.
Another leading goal scorer on another opponent, and another shutdown performance from your defense. How were you able to maintain Connor Portlock?
Well, Drew Forney made a couple of really good plays coming out of the box and stopping him on breakaway. Rigel Stillman made an amazing, I thought it was a goal or at least a shot on target. I didn't think Rigel had a chance of catching that kid, and then he caught back. It was really impressive. Our defense has been getting shut after shutout after starting the season. not so great, if I'm just going to be honest. Our defense was a little lacking. But the past 3-4 weeks, they've been great.
Well, I don't know how you could say the defense has been lacking when you got back-to-back shutouts in some big games. But obviously, as a coach, you see things a lot better than as broadcasters. But what about the defense? Were you able to kind of correct the last few weeks and be able to shut out Farmington and Windsor?
I think they just started playing like they did last year. Our defense was a huge strength last year, and they led us to a ton of shutouts. I'm not sure what it was this year. Same four guys, but it just didn't seem like it was clicking. They weren't talking as much, but we've really stressed communication again. And last year the same thing happened, that they started talking a lot more as the season winded down, and people are knowing where the offensive players are because our team's talking to them, letting them know, hey, they're on your right shoulder, they're on your left shoulder, they're checking in, and they've done a lot better that this past 3 weeks.
Let's go ahead and go over the goals if you can remember them. A lot, you'll probably remember them a lot better than I can, but let's start with the first goal for Joel Strausser and carry on through the next two.
Well, the first one, David Vinales, who doesn't really show up on the stat sheet, made a great play, drilled around. Joel tucked it away, bottom left corner. I thought it was going to be saved. It was a little slow shot, but it dribbled past. Second goal, Keaton Young got a pretty good assist. Third goal, Grant Strausser, I thought he was hitting a shot on goal. Ended up being a pass to his brother, and he made a great touch and tucked it away to seal the deal for us so we could get some boys out of there.
I think sometimes players, when they have the open space that Strausser had on that first goal, think, let me power it past the goalie. But his precision there on that shot, he just rolled it. He basically just led that one into that far corner. Just great footwork from him all around tonight.
Yeah, he had a heck of a game. Three goals, there's nothing to really complain about there. I thought his effort out there showed a lot, too. He played with high intensity, and the team really worked well around him. He gave us life in that second half really quickly.
I really want to talk about Keaton Young because I thought his midfield play was absolutely on point tonight. He and Benalis were a good 1-2 moving the ball down the field and finding Strausser.
Oh, yeah, Keaton, he almost got hurt there because we didn't have enough subs to get out everyone. And the one we were going to sub in actually said he had a cough and was sick and couldn't go in, so he had to stay out there. And he almost took a little tumble at the end. He said he's fine, so we're going to keep moving forward. I don't think it's too bad. But he played played a great second half. The first half, I think he got a little bit in his own head and started shooting too much. But second half, I told him after the game, you play like that, you're going to be fantastic. His ball to Joel was great. He was playing great 1-2s. He really controlled the midfield for us, controlled our pace, and helped us establish what we like to do.
12 seniors on this squad. How much do you really think that helped in that second half after a scoreless first?
Oh, it helped a lot. These guys are experienced, and it's not just the 4 years at the high school level. It's the 10 years. They've been playing together since they were 4 or 5. Some have been together 13 years, and they know they've been through everything together, and they're a great group. And just even from last year's team, we only lost one starter, so we had 10 returning. And because of that, they were able to really rally together. They knew that they needed to have a good second half. They knew that they were by no means out of it. It was just 0-0. And instead of being glum about being down 0-0, the vibe at halftime, even after I yelled at them a little bit, was very positive. They were really pumped up to go out there and show a good performance in their last ever home game.
So we found out that you will be playing Washington on Saturday afternoon, or Saturday. We don't know about the time yet. You had mentioned, getting a chance to face that team on the road if you won tonight. Well, Washington, just for folks out there, has 4 players with 10 or more goals. Your team has 6, so some similarities there. Their leading goal scorer is Conlon Jarvis with 28, which is 3 more than what Strausser has on the season. But very efficient offenses, I think. If you look at the stats, the goals certainly say that. So what are you looking forward to most about this matchup against Washington?
Same thing every postseason soccer. It's always a great game. People could have came out here and said Farmington was going to obviously beat us because we lost 4-1. It wasn't going to be that great of a game. It was a good game. People could have said, hey, they're going to beat Windsor pretty handily because it was 5-1 regular season. It was another great game. The postseason, anything can happen. I'm looking forward to a game between 2 really good teams. They're 23-8. I don't know much about them. We're 22-3. Haven't played as many games as them. But I'm just looking forward to a great contest and a fight for the Final Four.
Well, Conlon Jarvis has a bit of a stocky build, kind of like a Keaton Young and a David Benalis. But would you say that when you, as you continue through these playoffs, would you say at this stage your midfield has your strongest point?
That's a hard question. Our strongest point. I'd say our midfield definitely dictates the way we play, especially when we go to the 4-4-2 at the diamond. They're the heart and soul, the CDM and the central attacking midfielder. If they're not in tune with each other and in tune with the other players, it's not going to go right. So they really make everything click for us. Our offense does a great job finishing, and our defense, they've been playing. I can't discredit anyone, but our midfield is definitely the key to playing the way we want to play.
All right, so looking ahead again once more to Washington, what ultimately comes down to you guys moving on to the semifinals?
Well, since I don't know much about them, I can just say what it comes down to pretty much every game against evenly matched teams. It's going to come down to heart, and I'm sure they're going to come out. They're going to be flying. They're going to fight for their lives. Our boys are going to do the same thing. It's the last time 12 of these boys will ever take the field together, their next loss. So they're going to be out there, and they're going to do everything they can to win.
Well, it's the second year you've reached the state quarterfinals. Last year, a loss to Rockwood Summit. What did you take away from that experience that you hope to portray to the guys as you head into Saturday?
These boys know how hard it's going to be now. They know the next stage is not going to be easy by any means, no matter who we play. And there's great teams left across the bracket. Haven't seen all the winners, but we got Glendale winning, Parkway Central. There's a ton of people, but we still have a really good team in Washington, and they know that every game here will be an absolute battle. And postseason soccer, anybody can win.
All right, Coach O'Keefe of the North County Raiders victorious over Windsor 3-0. A hat trick for Joel Strausser. Good midfield play, good forward play in the second half. They get the job done, and they're on to the state quarterfinals for the second year in a row under second-year head coach Rob O'Keefe. Congratulations, Coach, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Rob O'Keefe, head coach of the North County Raiders, joining us on regional radio. And we'll get one more voice as we've got Chris Krueger, the head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us. All right, Coach, unfortunately a loss here tonight. A heck of a first half. It was scoreless. Your team was in it. But let's talk about the start to the second half. What do you think was the issue behind North County being able to strike so quickly?
I just think their speed finally got to us. They moved the ball inside, and our defender bit, and they pushed it back outside, and that kid's speed just took over right there, and we couldn't recover. So.
Looked like Connor Portlock really had a tough time ever getting possession of the ball. There were a couple of times loose balls he picked up, but then the back four for North County kind of shut him down.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say he had a tough time. I think he played a really good game. He gave us two or three good chances on breaks there. He was there in the middle. The ball's on his foot majority of the time, or he's defending well and causing turnovers. So just because we didn't score a goal or he didn't have an assist or something like that, I wouldn't say that he played a bad game at all. I think that he did what he could do, and we just came up short tonight.
There were some tough saves for Jared Tanner tonight, some balls just flying off the feet of North County. Were you proud of his performance tonight?
Definitely. I think it was something good for him to experience. I think it was something for him to build on coming back next year. So he'll only be a junior next year. He comes from a long line of goalies. His older brother was a goalie for us, and his second oldest brother was a part of that best team we had here. And so he's the third in line. So he's got some people he can talk to at home, and I think he's done a really good job this year with our new coach, Coach Malik, our goalie coach. He worked well with all our goalies, and I think Jared really took to what he was coaching, and you saw what he could do. So,
yeah, some strong hands for Jared Tanner for sure. Coach, I know this is your first year running this Windsor Owl program, but I imagine the seniors, you and the seniors kind of got close throughout the season, and I'll name them because this is their last game. Austin Bagley, as well as Carter Schmutzler, with Nick Renaud as a senior as well, Connor Portlock, Gary Ziegler, and Dylan Sullivan. What would you say, or what did you say to the seniors after tonight's game?
Yeah, we went back and we just talked about how, you know, with the new coach coming in and some changes being made, that it wasn't easy for them in their last year, wanting to make some changes, but they were willing to do it. And because they were willing to do it, they've got to play in a sectional game. They get to call themselves district champs. They get to leave a footprint for the others to follow into. They should be proud, because I don't know at the beginning of the year if starting 0-6-1, mm-hmm. if anybody thought we would be here. And that's a testament to the whole team, but that's a testament to them guys being the leaders that knew this was going to be their last season. So,
you've got some big bodies on that back line. Jake Mahone is huge on the defensive line. Brandon Ruge's got some size to him. At midfield, you got Anton Sokolic. What are some other guys, unless you want to touch on those three players as well, but what are some guys around them that you hope to see maybe progress into next year and have a good year there?
Well, we can talk about Jake Mahone right away because Jake only played, I think, 7 games this year. He got hurt in our very last summer conditioning.
Okay.
And he didn't get to play until we played Perryville, so that was his first game back. So just having him for a full season, I think, is going to be a huge lift for us. And then as you talk about Brandon Ruge, I mean, he's tough. He's got the speed. And, you know, that's what you need back there. And then what you got to remember is my center mids, we're losing Connor Portlock, but Anton Sokolic and Esteban Borja Pena both have started there all year. And Cameron Gay, who came off the bench tonight for us, but at times during the year, he was starting for us too when we had certain personnel out. So the three of them, they gain. Cole Stelling, I don't know exactly what happened there. He's got a knee injury. We'll find out more later this week.
That looks painful.
But hopefully he's okay. And if he is, you know, he comes back on that wing. And then Tanner Berry on the other wing, coming back as a junior. And then you got Cody Wilson up top, who I think was second leading scorer for us this year. And then Grant Siegel got some big minutes this year as a kind of a flex player for us. He played some JV minutes and then came up and filled in for us up top. So for the majority, our starters or key bench guys that played minutes are all returning. And then we got a couple guys that got a taste of varsity this year that will be contributors as huge bench guys for us next year. So I'm looking forward to what we got back. I think we got enough experience. Every guy here tonight played. So they got some sort of experience in a sectional game, and that's something that you can't take away from them, and they can build on from there. So,
well, Coach, you got a round further this year than the Windsor team under their old coach did last year, so congratulations on that front. It was a pleasure watching you tonight, and sorry for the loss tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, good season from Chris Kruger and the Windsor Owls. They do suffer the loss here in the state sectional round in Class of 3 to the North County Raiders. But as Coach indicated, a bright future ahead for the Windsor Owls. That'll wrap up our coverage of Class 3 state sectional soccer on AM 800 KREI, Farmington and Bon Terre, as well as AM 1400 KJF in Festus and Crystal City. For my producer back in the studios, Sammy, I am Matt Greenwood wishing you a safe Halloween evening as the trick-or-treaters wrap up the night. Hopefully they all got some good candy, and maybe they'll share it with me. That is going to do it for us from Bon Terre. Once again, the North County Raiders 3 and the Windsor Owls 0. It's North County and Washington this Saturday on AM 800 KREI, and that'll conclude our broadcast for tonight. So long, farewell, and have a great night.